I grew up in a very musical household. Both my parents moved from their hometowns, my mom being from East Texas, and my dad, Sumter, South Carolina, to Nashville for music.
My dad taught me to play guitar. My mom taught me to play piano really early on. My brother and sister sing as well. So growing up for us was a little bit of a Partridge Family kind of scenario. Everybody's, any time of day, somebody's singing or playing an instrument.
Growing up, there's a ton of music in my house. My mom, I mean, she was all about playing music on the radio and singing along to it.
I grew up listening to everything from Jim Croce, who's one of my daddy's favorites.
James Taylor and Carole King are kind of two of my favorites.
Loretta Lynn.
Kris Kristofferson's definitely one of my heroes in the songwriter category.
Tammy Wynette, who my mom loves. So I grew up on a lot of everything. The boys and I would definitely call ourselves songwriters first. That's how the band started. In a room, the three of us, you know, trying to put lyrics to melody, and Dave playing guitar or piano, and so that's who we are.
Songwriting is kind of just a part of who I am personally, and definitely for Charles and Hillary as well. For us as a band, there's always an idea that somebody's working on every day. We're backstage on tour working on stuff. We'll be on the airplane, you know, we're anywhere, we're in a van working on something. There's always an idea floating around.
There's no judgment here, especially when it comes to songwriting. I mean, if you got an idea, I mean, we'll say, it feels a little cheesy or something, and there's no feelings, I think, that get in the way when it comes to songwriting.
It's challenging. You know, it's one of those things where you're constantly trying to come up with a way to say something that's been said before, because there's nothing new under the sun, you know? You held me so tight.
And the way you held me tight.
Yeah, the way you held me tight. Not knowing in that moment. Do you remember when? It's almost like we need a little half on.
I know. To lead into Do You Remember When?
For us, it's about just throwing out whatever ideas you have. And we kind of say, dare to suck. Don't worry about saying something bad, because, you know, one idea you throw out might lead to another idea, which leads to another idea. So we're always open to any ideas that we bring in.
Recording out on the road is very fun.
As our time became more and more constrained being on the road, you know, we said, well, I wonder if we can get a little rig out here.
We have a little bit of a recording studio that we travel with. This is where we write a lot of songs, and this is where we record this music as well.
Dave is the mastermind, and we call it R2D2. That's what the whole Pro Tools rig is called, and he knows how to work it.
He starts with a little loop. Lays a little guitar, lays the bass, lays the piano, lays the mandolin, does all these things, and then Hillary and I come in and we sing it and like leave.
When we're on the road, it's the best way for us to write a song. We'll write a lot during the day when we're out on tour. Kind of put down the song in a little bit of a demo form. We're kind of back here working on songs almost every single day on tour.
So this is kind of a way for us to write these songs out here, get immediate feedback on what we're, on what we're writing and what we want to go in and cut.
We really are thankful for it, because it allows us to continue to be productive out here, not just performing live every night, but also starting to accumulate and stockpile songs for our next project. When our songs are released, whether it's as a single or when the record comes out, they are our baby.
You know, you're a little nervous, I'll be honest. Right when you put it out, it's not just all, you know, roses and it's perfect and it's great. You know, you're nervous because this is something you spent years and months working on. And the first time you put it out there, you know, you want everybody to like it.
You never know. I mean, to me, it's always the songs that you're kind of, you know, I mean, you're into, but you're not, you really don't think that much about them, that are the ones everybody responds to. And it's the ones that you're so excited about it, and you're sure it's a hit, that for some reason, it's almost like you're trying too hard to write a hit.
You have to let it go and just have faith that the authenticity that we really pride ourselves in putting into our songwriting will show through, and that people will like it. One of the songs in tonight's set is, it's actually a single of ours called Wanted You More. We wrote it with our whole band.
Somebody kind of started jamming, and Wanted You More started that way with just a guitar riff, and everybody kind of started falling into it.
Charles just started mumbling a melody line, you know, vocal melody, and I was like, yeah, we need to do something with this.
Kind of went backstage one day and
all sat down in a room and just kind of started hashing out the lyrics.
It was the first time that we'd ever really collaborated with our band.
For us, it just started out of a jam session, and I think that's what's so cool about that song is it literally started just from us sitting around sound checking while on tour.
The lyric in the song is just, it's so vulnerable, and it's something that you never want to admit to anybody. You know, to say, I guess I wanted you more. Like, I was in this more than you were, and I'm admitting it. Like, who wants to admit that they were in something more than the other person? Like, you don't want to be rejected. But it's owning up to the fact that I wanted you more, you know? And so I'm proud of that. I think that it's a very vulnerable perspective.